Welcome to the second half of Earth Matters here on KURU 89.1 FM, Silver City, and KTAL LP at 101.5 FM in Las Cruces. I'm Donna Stevens, the Executive Director of the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance. If you're just joining us, I've been talking with Don Graves, the president of the Gila Native Plant Society, about pollinators and their host plants. These two have to go together. Before the break, we were talking about the role of pollinators and their host plants, and I hope that we've made it abundantly clear by now that the importance of native plants cannot be overstated. I want to talk now about some of the ways that listeners can help to reverse the decline in insects and native plants. First, Don, I wanted to ask you about an upcoming event hosted by the Gila Native Plant Society. Can you tell us about your native plant sale?
Yes, I can. So the Gila Native Plant Society used to always have the native plant sale in the spring, and people would order, basically the plants were coming from Mountain States and Phoenix area. And when we realized that once you buy your plants in June or late May, and then you put them in the ground, you have May and June, you know, and you have all that hot, dry weather to contend with. And we know, and we always knew, that fall is a much better time to plant. So our plant sale is on Saturday, September 10th, and it runs from 10 until 2. And there'll be five different growers, some local and one from Safford, Arizona. The Gila Watershed Partnership Alliance and Safford has a nursery there, and they do contract growing. So they'll be there with some species that we generally don't see in the nurseries here. So that'll be good. Honeyhawk Homestead, Gabe and Chelsea Feldman out in the Mimbres, Lone Mountain Natives, of course, most of you know, Tricia Hurley and Mark, Robledo Vista, Marcy Scott in Las Cruces, who sends plants, and some very fine, hardy, healthy plants. And then a new member, Whiskey Creek Zocalo in the Arenas Valley, has some wonderful, wonderful plants. So I think we've got a great plant sale coming up. That's, I say 10 to 2, but last year, most of the plants were gone, literally gone by noon. So, you know, it's very gratifying for us, the Native Plant Society, because we see people want native plants. They're clamoring for native plants. And when we were at the Mimbres Hummingbird Festival, just about everybody that came to our booth said, "Oh, we're new in town. We want to plant natives." So get there early. We will not sell until 10 o'clock, but just be there and kind of peek over the fence and see what's there. And so anyway, we're excited about it. And fall really gives plants a time, you know, there's still some monsoon left, hopefully. And the roots will get established and they'll go through winter dormancy, and then they'll come back a little, you know, healthy and vigorous and more vigorous and ready to roll. Anytime you transplant something, you lose a little bit. Root hairs break and, you know, so it's a good transition period for them. So everybody come on out.
That's good. So that's Saturday, September 10th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And where is that happening?
Okay. It's a golf park parking lot. So right across, I guess, 12th Street will be that parking lot. The vendors can pull their pickups right up and basically sell right out of their truck on the pavement there. So it's a great spot. And there are bathrooms across the street.
Right. Yeah. So everything you need is right there.
Yep.
And I want to talk about the mission of the Gila Native Plant Society and also the state organization, the Native Plant Society of New Mexico. Can you talk about the relationship between these two groups and what their missions are?
Sure. So the Gila Native Plant Society is one of six, I believe, chapters in the state. And actually, El Paso feels more akin to New Mexico, I guess. So El Paso has a chapter in the New Mexico Native Plant Society. So we are chapters of the Native Plant Society of New Mexico. And our missions are virtually the same. Okay. A big part of it is education. So this plant sale, we're educating folks. They'll come to our booth. They'll ask questions. What would be a good plant to plant here? They'll talk to the growers, the vendors, and say, will this work in my clay, you know, whatever soil, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a big learning part of what we do. So not only education, we have outreach to the schools and field trips and those types of things, but all falls under that education. Research, we have the Native Plant Society of New Mexico has stipends and scholarships and grants for folks who want to do various types of research on native plants. So we support that. We have money supported to the Jack and Martha Carter Fund, which helps to support those that research. And then just overall appreciation of the plants of the Southwest. Of course, we're all about preserving and protecting rare and endangered native plants. And we, part of the plant sales part of this also, is that we really, really try to get people to plant native plants. Native plants have been here for eons, and they grow well here. Why fight something that you bought that comes from South Africa or from Europe who doesn't like our crappy soil? Our plants like crappy soil, right? That's where they grow. And so why fight it? And there are some great, great alternatives. And most people have a mix of some ornamentals that are not native. And, you know, that's fine. That's fine. But more and more, if you can increase the amount of natives, you'll increase the diversity of the wildlife and, you know, insects and birds, et cetera, in your property. So anyway, that's kind of what we're all about.
Good. So you mentioned that you have field trips. Can anybody go on those field trips? Do you have to be a member of the Native Plant Society?
No, we have very few events that you need to be a member. And that is just, we need to, during COVID, and some of the places that we wanted to go just didn't have parking for 30 cars. So we limited it, but that's rare. Generally speaking, we'll advertise our field trips in Silver City Daily Press, and it is open to the public. Our programs, which we've been doing on Zoom. Formerly, we were doing them in Harlan Hall at the university. Those are all open and free to the public. Of course, various educational events we have, say, outreach to the communities, outreach to the schools. We're hoping to work more closely with the Jose Barrios School, which is right across the bridge from our Silver Creek Botanical Garden, and I'm trying to capitalize on some outdoor education. Do outside what's best done outside. Do in the classroom what's best done in the classroom. But it's such a short walk across that bridge for those kids and their teachers, and you don't need a bus and a bus driver.
Right, exactly. And you were talking about some of the grants that the Native Plant Society gives out. I want to say that the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance has been a recipient of 5 or 6 grants from the state organization to do tamarisk eradication in the Gila National Forest. So a big shout out and thank you to the Native Plant Society of New Mexico for supporting that important work. So right. I imagine that the field trips are in the summer during the growing season. And then in the cooler parts of the year, when there aren't that many flowers to look at, you have monthly programs, right?
Kind of.
Are those still on Zoom these days?
We did one hybrid. Our last one was a hybrid.
Oh.
It kind of depends. We found that with Zoom, we can get people from out of the area, out of the state even,
sure.
And that we wouldn't be able to, you know, attract, you know, it's a lot right. of time for people, but if they can do it over Zoom, so.
Yeah.
So, you know, is COVID over?
No.
so that's where will we be this fall? We don't really know.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So, but as far as field trips go, you know, our last field trip was a Know Your Trees. It was for folks that were relatively new and didn't know their trees.
Oh,
we used Carter's Trees and Shrubs book to key out some species. And we had 20 participants there. And I told them, you know, I think in October, things settle down a little bit for us. We'll do Learn Your Trees and Shrubs too. And so we go in. You know, we've had city, I think October 28th is a field trip to City of Rocks State Park, which is a collaboration between the Friends of City of Rocks and Gila Native Plant Society. So, you know.
We're doing what we can to adjust to COVID, right?
Right. And you mentioned grants. I just like to say that, so those are the Native Plant Society of New Mexico grants. But our local chapter, the Gila Native Plant Society, also has grants of up to $500 that, you know, meets our mission. So it could be, you know, planting or getting plants and planting a median strip, or it could be a school, a couple, two or three teachers wanting to do a special project and they need some funding for notebooks and they want to buy a few native plants, et cetera, et cetera. So you can go to our website, gilanps.org, and look up those, our grants program.
Okay, perfect. So Don, I understand that you are leading a field trip on pollinator larval host plants for the Gila River Festival. Can you tell us about this field trip and what kinds of things people will learn or see if they attend?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about and looking at and seeing, experiencing a lot of things we've already talked about. We certainly want to look at a variety of, you know, what's blooming. You know, we're going up to the top of Signal Peak slowly and getting out, you know, and working our way up. And that can be a really good time for wildflowers and a great diversity. So hopefully we'll see a lot of different of our native pollinators on our native pollinator plants. And hopefully we can look and talk about some of these larval host plants along the way. You know, things like oaks. Oaks are wonderful larval host plants. And, you know, I ask people, you know, when would be a good time to plant an oak tree, you know? And they say, well, maybe in the spring. And I say, no, 15 years ago, that was the ideal time to plant.
Right.
But the next best time is tomorrow,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yes.
So oaks are great. I mean, our grasses are wind pollinated, but our grasses are absolutely vital, necessary plants for these pollinators because they overwinter in these big clump grasses. Okay. They overwinter in leaves and such. So leave the leaves. A lot of our moths, they just fall right off. They pupate, fall right off, or get into the ground, or as caterpillars dig down in, and they overwinter there. So anyway, we're going to be looking at and exploring those kinds of things and some landscaping ideas of how you can increase pollinators and increase your potential to act as an area where larval host plants thrive.
Perfect. So I just want to mention that date again of your field trip. It's Saturday, September 24th from 8 a.m. to noon. And interested listeners can go to GilaRiverFestival.org to that website, GilaRiverFestival.org to register. And you said you're going to be going up Signal Peak. You're driving up there, right? People aren't hiking all the way up. Just a
correct. We're going to
anybody who doesn't want to hike that far.
Yeah, we're going to meet at the bottom because I guess there's no carpooling. We're going to meet, the participants will meet and they can carpool as they see fit, but I'll meet them there at the bottom and we'll slowly get out, you know, drive, get out, take a look, walk around a little bit, but the hiking will be minimal. The longest stretch will be at the top. We'll park and then we'll walk a half mile downhill. So
perfect. And so, you know, you never know what you're going to see when you're out there. And so it's always a surprise and it's always lots of fun to go on plant field trips. Well, Don, we need to take a short break, but then we'll be back to continue our conversation about pollinators and The lightning round is next, so please don't go away.